USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Labor Day was the second busiest travel day over the long holiday weekend. That's according to the TSA, which says just under 2.4 million passengers went through security at the nation's airports on Monday. That number was only surpassed by Friday when nearly 2.5 million people were screened. The identity of a body found over the holiday weekend is confirmed by Memphis police.
The body found in Memphis, Tennessee, near the location where Eliza Fletcher was abducted last week, is confirmed it is the body of Eliza. The Memphis Police Department, FBI, ATF, and U.S. Marshal Service have done the work. Accused killer Cleota Abstin appeared before a judge around 10 a.m. Eastern Tuesday when prosecutors said they updated his charges to include murder, premeditated murder, and murder in perpetration of kidnapping. The judge has scheduled a second court date for Wednesday, 10 a.m. Eastern. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Liz Truss is addressing the United Kingdom after becoming Prime Minister. The speech comes after she went to Scotland to hold audience with Queen Elizabeth II. She did so after Boris Johnson officially tendered his resignation to the Queen. Russia is buying rockets and artillery from North Korea as its war in Ukraine goes on. That's according to multiple reports and comes as the United States and other nations around the world have aimed to squeeze Russia economically through harsh sanctions. The Russian invasion of Ukraine is now more than 6 months old. The San Francisco 49ers front office had to contact nearly 21,000 people whose personal data fell into the wrong hands. The team acknowledging a ransomware attack in February exposed names and social security numbers in its database. President Biden is meeting with his cabinet on Tuesday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-568-2790. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-568-2790. 800-568-2790.
A federal judge approves former President Donald Trump's request for a special master to review the documents taken by the FBI while executing a search warrant at Mar-a-Lago. Kentucky Republican Congressman James Comer tells Fox and Friends First that he's glad this was approved so the former president can defend himself, and he thinks this will ultimately show more problems in the DOJ.
I think when all this is said and done, it's going to show that the FBI way overstepped their authority, they made a fool of themselves, and they further added to the dismay of most Americans in their confidence of the FBI and our legal, our intelligence community right now.
A social media company is in hot water overseas.
Meta, the parent company of Facebook and Instagram, has been fined by an Irish regulator for breaking data protection laws, specifically laws meant to protect children's privacy. An investigation was launched 2 years ago over phone numbers and email addresses from teenagers that were available to the public. The Irish Data Protection Commission slapped a penalty of just more than $400 million against Meta. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
There will be one less senator in Washington this week. That's because Richard Burr of North Carolina is staying home as he just had hip replacement surgery. In a statement, the Republican noted he's doing well. He added he'll return to the Senate next week. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. N101. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.